sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay. In book 2, Bhandarka, page 202 in the first edition, the old book, last paragraph of the Sanskrit. What page are you on in the new edition, Kiki?
174.
Page 174 in the new edition. Okay. Sohobacha, that's where we are.
Yep.
Yes.
So, Tara, I don't know if you got through all of these. I was thinking maybe I can attempt. I really didn't get through.
Okay.
But I can attempt and maybe you can help me.
Sure.
We do that.
So, you tell me when you want to.
So, I'll start.
Attempt. Okay, because
I, for the most part, I don't have much, but I'll do what I can. Saha ha uvacha vasishtha satyahavyaha ajay shirvai. Samantam sarvatah prithivim mahanma gamayeti. So saha, and then ha, is that just for emphasis here?
So it would watcher? Be gamayeti, right? Not gamayeti. Gamayeti.
Gamayeti, yes.
Yeah, gamayeti.
Oh, sorry, I didn't break that.
That's okay.
No, I just wanted to make
sure
And is it ha or ha? I always forget.
I don't remember either.
I think ha. Well, ha vai we've done before, but ha maybe?
Yeah, ha. Ha.
Ha.
And I think
it's just
ha,
like indeed or an exclamation.
I think there is a ha, but it's like, oh no.
Ha is like an exclamation.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, ah.
Yeah, like that.
That sense. But ha is just an expletive in narrations.
Okay. So this is just saha ha and then
yeah.
Uvacha.
Yeah.
And then uvacha is said. And uvacha, was uvacha perfect?
Yes.
Uvacha is Vasishtaha Satyahavyaha. So
Satya.
Descended, sorry, Satyahavyaha. So descended from Vasishtha. So talking about Satyahavyaha, who was.
And it would be Vasishtha, right?
Descended from Vasishtha.
Yeah.
Is the Vasishtha.
Yeah.
And that's a kind of tadita.
Yeah, we're going to learn those at the end, okay. Last chapter. So.
So when you're translating, you say descendant of Vasishtha.
That's
you say
right.
It with a short a.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're talking really about Satyahavyaha.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ajay Shirvai, I struggle with this a little bit, but I don't know. So I don't know exactly what it is. I think it's something to do with winning or losing. Jai.
It's G. It's the verb ji, or the root, and it's ajai shihi, and it's the fourth aorist,
ajai
second person
shihi.
Singular.
Okay, so the shihi should have been the...
That's the end of one
that
word.
That would have been the... Right, the...
And then we have vai.
Clue, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's... Okay, so then ajai shihi would just be winning?
One.
Right, because it's aorist. And she is the second person singular.
Mm-hmm.
So he won.
Mm-hmm.
You won.
Yes. You won. Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's like direct speech.
That's
yeah.
What I meant.
Yeah.
You won. Oh, where am I? Ajay Shihi. Right. Ajay Shihi. And then why? So then that's just why after that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why is just again emphasis?
An expletive.
Samantam sarvataha. Samantam sarvataha is, you know, samantam is all sides. And then sarvataha prithivim, the entire earth, the entirety of the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mahanma. And mahanma says it's like accusative singular of asmat, so asmat,
mm-hmm.
So that's just me.
And what is that?
I don't know.
Is that some fading form
that.
Or something?
What?
He gives us a footnote, and it's he gives us
see.
Mahanma, as oh, the accusative singular of Asmat.
Mahan is the vocative. Hey, Mahan, oh great one. And Ma is the secondary accusative form.
Oh.
Mom, Ma.
Yeah.
Remember? Accusative singular?
Yeah.
Secondary form.
Yeah, so I get that. But
take the Mahat in the masculine. It's an adjective. You take it in the masculine.
Okay.
The vocative would be Mahan.
So the great me? Like, what is that?
No,
mean?
Oh great one.
Oh, okay.
May you...
But it's me. It's Asmat, right?
No. May you bestow upon me, oh great one.
Yeah.
It's a quote.
Oh.
Yeah. You want to hear about this Vai a little bit?
Sure.
Vai, a particle of emphasis and affirmation generally placed after a word and laying stress on it. It is usually translatable as indeed, truly, certainly, verily, just. It is very rare in the Rig Veda, more frequently in the Atharva Veda. Blah, blah, blah. That's what it is. Let me see about it. It often follows huh. Hasma Eva in later language Upi. It's also sometimes preceded by U, so it comes in conjunction with a lot of these little particles, but keeps its same meaning of like indeed or emphasis. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Hus says. Ha is used as a particle for emphasizing the preceding word, especially if it begins a sentence closely connected with another, very frequent in the Brahmanas and Sutras. Indeed, assuredly, verily, of course. Often used with vai, like havai.
Mm-hmm.
I see that a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you see naha, not indeed, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Naha?
Na. Ha.
Oh.
That, not indeed. Like that. That's how he translates it. It's kind of nice to get a little more depth on all of these particles. Okay?
So then Mahan Ma is really like Mahat.
Mm-hmm. Mahat in the vocative.
Mahat in the vocative. And then Ma. But it's still... And you were saying because it's in quotes, because there's an iti following, that's why it means the great you and not the great...
No, if I were addressing the king, it would be like, your honor, or oh great
oh,
honor.
Oh, sorry,
you know?
Your honor, yeah.
But here, Mahat, it's just referring to you who are so great because you've just conquered all of the world. You've conquered the world. Right?
I think what was confusing me is the fact that we're using Ma, which is Asmat, which is I.
Yeah.
Right, it's true.
It's actually me.
So he's saying, oh great one, may you give me.
Yeah. Oh great one, may you give Ma is an
accusative
singular.
The Ma is me, you're right. Oh, that's what I was asking. I thought it's one word, like Mahat,
no.
Ma.
No.
I thought Mahat was actually describing Ma.
I know.
And
no,
so
no. There's two words. It's
come
together because of Sunday.
Yeah. But do you see the footnote there?
Oops,
yeah,
I know,
it's
very confusing.
In the footnote, they're just talking about Ma. If there's a Sunday, he's not going to say, and there's
oh,
a Sunday.
So it's just
Ma,
which is the accusative singular
of
Asmat, not which is commonly known. So I'm not sure why they had a footnote for that. But okay, so Mahat is not, it's not the whole, I thought it's the whole word Mahat.
No,
Ma,
that's what I thought too.
No,
because
no.
I'm like, why would we not know Ma is, yeah.
Thank you, I'm glad
you wouldn't know that
I pressed.
Ma is the accusative. He's just trying to make sure that you realize that there's two forms in Asmat, Mom and Ma. It's a secondary form for the accusative singular. He didn't need to say it for
sorry,
us.
Sorry. So I am, but I am glad that I did ask that because I still hadn't understood that. Okay, that it's actually more.
Okay.
Gamaya iti, and gamaya is actually gamaya. Did I even do gamaya iti?
Is that? I have a question on that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the cause?
Is
that causal in the imperative second person, meaning like, may you give?
I had that same question. I was taking it, I looked it up also, and there is a gamaya that's just a causal form.
The causal of
gamaya. May you send to me, may you bestow upon me. That's causal, where gam means to go.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But if you have gam in the causal, it could be gamaya, and there's also gamaya.
Okay.
But I've seen gamaya a lot. So if you take it as a causal, it's like, may you bestow upon me.
Yes.
You know? And that's how it's being used here.
Okay, so,
it's causal of the imperative second person singular.
That's what I think.
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
What I thought too.
I didn't think that it was.
Can I actually just ask for the causals? The causals then are of all the you can make from any of the conjugational tenses, you can make causal, then you can make it from any of the non conjugational tenses also.
Can make causals. Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
So it's not just gamayati, then gamayati is just the causal of the third person singular in the present tense.
That's right.
Right. That's all that is.
That's all it is. Unless we're wrong.
So really causal, you can just take anything and make a causal.
Yes.
Anything, that's right.
Out of it by adding the year and then using that particular ending.
And then there'll be certain rules that change that with particular verbs, but that's basically it's aya, not ya, aya.
Oh yeah, it's going to be gamayate, or
that's true.
I see. Okay, so then because there's no ending on this one, it's imperative. Okay, so and then I will get me good.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Of course, we always have some doubts, but that's what I think it is.
That's the only thing I could come up with too. Yeah. I think it's shown up in some of our. Vedanta work, gamaya.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I remember chanting that.
I've seen it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
But then when we have to make a commitment to the problem is in the aorist, they can also there's also the causal form, when you drop the akara. So, but when I looked it up in the dictionary, it seemed more like it was just the first case. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then this is just saying that Satyahavya said, you have won the earth completely from all sides and entirely, and...
You can say conquered.
You've conquered the earth entirely, and may you give it to me?
Mm-hmm.
So then... The saha, what is the point of the saha over there?
That the way the translation says, the way they translate it is that vashishtaha. So I don't really know if that's right. I mean,
no, it is right. Let me explain something like that. Sometimes they'll say they'll use like saha eshaha, that this. Here they just go saha vasishtaha. They're putting the nominative in the present vasishtaha that we're talking about, or whoever is vasishtaha. Okay, the saha refers back to that one that we've been talking about. It's like saying that very vasishtha or that vasishtha that we've been talking about. That one. Then you move forward. So it's a common, kind of awkward construction for English, but it's very common in Sanskrit. Mm-hmm.
Is it referring to Vasishtha or is it referring to Satyahavya?
No, that Vasishtha is Satyahavya. Satyahavya is the son of Vasishtha. So that very person said, that one said, kind of gives an emphasis.
Emphasizes it, yeah.
And refers it back to the preceding. That it's like saying that very
one and the same, that very one.
Exactly. We don't speak like that in English, so you have to get used to that construction because it is common. Are you okay, Kiki?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Shall I read it? Sahaha uvacha.
Sahaha uvacha.
Saha uvacha. It's ha uvacha povacha. It's not ha ha. It's not sa ha ha.
Saha ha, right?
That's what I said. Saha ha.
Saha.
Oh, sorry.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Saha ha.
I thought your ha was going to the next word. So you said saha hovacha. Okay, saha ha. Saha ha. Well, I'm sorry. Misunderstood.
Okay. Saha ha uvacha.
Saha ha uvacha.
Vasishtaha satyahavyaha.
Vasishtaha satyahavyaha.
Ajay shihi vai. Samantam sarvataha prithivim.
Samantam sarvataha prithivim.
Mahat ma gamayeti.
Actually, it is mahan because mahan. It's in the vocative.
Okay, sorry. So mahan ma.
Mahan ma.
Gamayeti.
Gamayeti.
So then here, then mahan is referring back to. Who is
referring back to the other guy who is, who's the other guy? Janam, oh, not Janam.
Jayan.
Acharatihi.
Yeah.
Acharatihi.
Yeah.
Referring back to. Okay.
So he's referring back to the one who did all the conquering, you know?
Saha uvacha acharatihi janan tapihi yada brahmana Uttara Kurun Jaya Iyam Ataha. I'm not sure about that there. Twamu Ha Eva Prithvyai. Is that right? Prithvyai, yes. Raja Siyaha.
It's actually Prithvyai.
That's what I meant to say. Prithivyai. Prithivyai. Syaha sena patihi eva te aham syam iti. Oh, so again we have saha. He, that very, sahaha uvacha atyaratihi. So that, indeed, that atyaratihi, who is the son of Janampati, said. Okay, and then Yada, I think, is when here. Or I'm not sure, anyway.
Yeah.
And then we have Brahmana. Is this Vak? What is this? Is this? It looks like it should be vocative.
Brahmana.
Why?
Oh, Brahmana, because they talk like that. Oh, Brahmana.
Oh, it's just a short, that's where
yeah,
I was going.
Oh, Brahmana.
Why did I want to make it long?
So there's no visarga there, it's just Brahmana.
Yeah, it's a vocative. Oh, Brahmana.
Let me erase. Okay. Brahman. Uttara Kurun is the accusative plural for the Uttara Kurus. The
yeah.
people or?
Yeah, the country.
Country, okay. Jaya. I believe that is. Is that the imperative second person?
I took it as Jayaya.
Oh, okay. That
for
that's
the potential.
Jayaya. Okay, that's better because I didn't know what to do with that. I was coming up with Iyam and Atta.
I'm sorry. What I meant was Jayayam. Jayayam. It's the first
Jayayam.
Person.
Oh, I
Jayayam.
Eraser. Okay, so it's Jayayam.
And so Jayayam would be what, Carol?
First person. Potential. That's what I thought it was.
Participle?
No.
Oh, no.
Just a potential.
Oh, yeah.
Just regular potential.
Jayayam. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Yeah, Jayayam.
Okay, I couldn't figure that out. So we got Jayayam, and then we have Atta. What is Atta?
Then.
Oh,
like after that.
I couldn't find that.
Atta has a lot of meanings.
Okay.
Carol, is first person potential is a yam or yum?
I'm looking it up for you.
It's yam, isn't it?
Jayayam.
This is Jayayam.
Yeah, it should be yam, I think, in potential. Let me see. We've got Jayayam there.
Because syam is the potential first person singular for us, I think.
What conjugation is G, Tara?
G is, I think it's first.
It is. It's first. So the first two.
G.
Yeah, it does have it as.
So it's not J-A-Yam, it's J-A-Yam?
I don't know. I think you might be right there. I'm trying to find an
well,
example.
Maybe it's an irregular form or something.
There you go. That's always a great answer. Probably is even.
Because it should be potential. It makes sense with the with the sentence, may you conquer the Uttara Kurus.
I'm having trouble finding the first one here.
But it would be the... Yeah. It would be a regular potential from G, so G would go to Jaya. And then we also have AM under with us.
Yeah.
I'm not getting good examples here in this book for some reason. Just a second.
It's not so great for the first guna, I don't think.
Here it is, but AM, it is. AM.
Oh, it's just...
Look on, Kiki, look on page 9. Oh, here it is.
Oh.
At the bottom of page 9. So it is like Vavayam. Vavayam, same form, right?
So it's just short
it's,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah, us. Okay. Yeah. So us is a little different. Or
what?
Not. Oh, never mind. It's at the end of this sentence.
Okay.
I'll ask you that when we get there.
Okay.
Okay, so, may you conquer the Uttara Kurus. And then we have Atta, which is then, and then...
No. It says, he said, right?
Yes.
When I conquer.
Oh, it's first person.
Yeah, and it's
the
causal.
Yeah.
It's
when
like...
When I conquer. Yeah, yeah.
When I... It's like this. It's like a conditional. When, like, if I should conquer...
Okay.
When I should conquer... That contention, then, right?
Yeah.
When and if I would conquer. When and if I conquer, that's a potential conditional.
Okay.
Then you can rule the whole kingdom.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what is
then
this?
Then the atta comes, say, yada atta. When I should, if I should conquer, that is, if I should conquer this kuru place,
mm-hmm.
atta, thereafter.
Mm-hmm. Then you can rule the earth. Now, what is this twamu?
U is an expletive.
So it's
like,
twam
like,
and then u?
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God.
Goodness.
Like havai. See, you've got three of them there. Havai.
Oh,
yeah.
Twam,
okay,
havai.
Three in a row. Okay,
yeah.
So it's twam.
Not havai. Havai.
Yeah. What did I say?
So u and
havai
and vai are all...
Expletives.
Jeez, I've never seen this.
It's got a special meaning. Because all of the U and the Vi mean the same thing. It has a couple of different meanings. One is an interjection of compassion or of anger. Another one is a particle implying assent, calling, or command. Then it also... means like on the other hand, or this particle may serve to give emphasis, like Eva nu vaihi. It's often used with nu and with vai. So it's just the whole thing is giving assent and emphasis. Emphasis.
And that wouldn't that be ha Eva, not ha vai? Because it's Haiva.
Havai. What?
No, it's Haiva, you're right.
It's
ha Haiva. Ava.
So it's Ha and Ava, right?
Yeah. Gotta be.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
That's right.
What I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So then it's basically, so it's Twam Yu, and then U, which is an expletive.
No,
and
what is it? It's not Haiva.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Unless
this edition has a different thing.
Oh, I see. From mine...
You alone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I thought it
yeah.
was saying.
I think that's right. I had put the...
yeah, it's Haiva.
Yeah.
In both books.
My eye is in the middle of the two. Does it look right? Oh, I see it. I see it now. Haiva. Okay. You're right. Okay.
Okay. So so we got two expletives, U and Ha, indeed, and then we have Eva alone, you
okay.
alone. Prithivyai, which is the dative, used as a genitive,
right.
which he gives us, of the earth, king of the earth, Raja, king of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Syaha is the potential second person singular from us. May you become. Is that how it's being used here? May you be, may you become. Or then you will become.
See, it's got this potential
oh,
sense.
Yeah. So
then
it's like
you will
if,
become.
If
this happens,
if this
then
happens,
this
then
yeah.
you will. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's potential second person of
No, Syam. Siam, right? You're on Siam. Oh, Siaha.
Siaha. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
I'm on
potential
that.
Potential second.
Yeah, it's a triple potential.
Of us. Of us.
Then definitely you will become. That's
yeah.
the idea. If this happens, if I conquer this, then you will become the king.
Okay. Okay. And then we have Sena and Patihi, which is a compound. So king of the army, king of the,
yeah, the
military,
commander.
The commander.
Yeah. Sena.
Okay, commander's better to use. And that's in the nominative singular, commander. And then we have Eva alone. And then Te Aham. Te is your and Aham is I. And then we have Siam, which I think is the potential first person singular from us.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I was saying. The us takes a long Aam.
Yes,
in
yam,
first person.
Yam,
so
that's
what
right.
I was throwing you.
That's
okay.
right.
And then Iti, end of quote. So. So it's like, indeed, that Satya Havyaha, son of Vasishta, said, indeed, if you conquer the world, oh no, I'm doing the last sentence, sorry. Indeed, that Atya Rati, son of Janapati, said, O Brahman, when you conquer the Uttarakurus.
No, if I conquer.
If I conquer, oh sorry.
Win in the sense of if.
Yeah.
You know? Or really, win. It is in the sense of win, because he's lying. You know, he says, win as a divinity.
Yeah, win.
Well, you know, when I conquer, then.
When I conquer the Uttarakurus, then you alone, indeed, will become the king of the earth. And I alone will become your commander.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Okay.
But it still has that potential sense of depending on that when this
yeah.
happens, then
like
that.
Yeah. What do you call that? A conditional.
Conditional.
Kind of
it's a conditional. Your potential can be used in a conditional for a conditional sentence. You ready to see? Mm-hmm. Can I read, Kiki?
Yeah. Sahaha uvacha.
Sahaha uvacha.
And then Janan tapihi
yada
Brahmana
Uttar kurunj
jayayam ataha
Jayayam
Ataha.
Tvam uha eva.
Tvam uha eva.
Prithivyai. Raja Syaha. Sena Patihi eva. Te aham Syam iti. Sahaha uvacha. Vasishtaha Satyahavyaha Devakshetram Vai Tatnavai Tat Martyo Jetum okay, now this one. I don't know what this was. Okay. Jetum
Aharti.
Oh.
Arhati.
Arhati, that's right. The rule is over the heart. Jetum Arhati. And so then this would have to be Adruksha.
Mm-hmm. Adruksha.
Vaima Ata Idam Dada Iti. So then this is again Sahaha. Uvacha Vasishtaha Satyahavyaha. So he and then that same Vasishtaha said, or Satyahavyaha said, Devakshetram Vai. Devakshetram is a city for Devas, for the singular. Vai emphasis, then this is tat now, vai, and then again another tat after that.
Mm-hmm.
So tat now vai tat. I'm not sure how these all the tats fit together, but okay. Devakshetram vai tat na vai tat. Martiha means a mortal. A mortal, and then it's just, I think, in nominative singular, martiha. Mm-hmm. And then jetum, is that an infinitive of purpose then from G? In order to win?
Infinitive, yeah.
So, in order to win.
Or just to win.
To win.
To conquer.
Okay. and then this is Ahrati. Ahrati, then, okay, so I hadn't gotten this one. Would be from maybe Pri?
It's from R.
From what?
R.
A-R-A?
Yeah.